Here we go. Omaha, we are on our way. Send those gumbo eaters back down the Trail of Tears to Red Stick. Go on and get. Welcome in the second ever baseball edition of the Voluntary Reaction. I'm Russell Smith alongside Bear. And Bear, tonight we drink, my friend, from the keg of glory. Break out the victory chalice.
It's incredible.
Or a red solo cup, whichever you prefer. As we get down to business, Tennessee headed back to Omaha for the first time since 2005. An emphatic 15-6 ass-kicking of LSU.
A damn dismantling, Russ.
Just bent them over a barrel and showed them the 50 states. Tony Vitello, I love you. Oh, my goodness. How fun is this? How fun is this week going to be? How fun has this year been, Bear?
It's been fantastic. It's been just a tonic, a panacea, one might say. After all the misery we've gone through.
It is exactly what the doctor ordered. This fan base deserves it. This fan base needed it. The celebration is underway. Paul Maneri is officially retired. And no, LSU, you can't have our guy. He doesn't like corn dogs. Go find yourself somebody else.
Yeah.
We're going to sit here and watch Arkansas, NC State. They're starting Cops today.
They're starting him?
Yep. He pitched yesterday.
That's weird.
Yep. But, I mean, it's win or go home. You got the best pitcher in college baseball. You start him. I like it. I mean, I would do the exact same thing. Hope it doesn't work out for him. We welcome you in. What a day. What a weekend. What a season. And now, we talked about this last night, Bear.
Yeah.
I felt like, you know, disappointment was certainly, if you are a battered Vol fan, you suffered from battered Vol fan syndrome, and you say, should we take the cup off? Should we take the cup off? No, you should never take the cup off. But I felt like a loss, if we lost this series and we didn't go to Omaha and LSU beat us on our home field, I feel like that almost certainly would be one of those kick to the groin type moments for Tennessee. But now that you've made it to Omaha, I feel like everything is gravy from here. Don't get me wrong. I want to win. And when you look at the prospect of facing either Virginia or Dallas Baptist in the first game, you got to feel like it sets up well for us. I feel like it sets up well for us anyway. But to me, from here on out, it's all gravy. This season is a success, no matter what happens from here going forward. And this will go down with the Grant Williams 30-win team, the 98 national championship team, the 95 Tennessee baseball team as a special team that the fans have a connection with. Bruce Pearl's first team. Those teams that you remember back, and you don't even remember so much how it ended versus just the ride of that entire season. This is one of those teams.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I'd add probably the 85 football team. Fans were really attached to those guys. So we started getting good football consistently. But it's just a really likable bunch, man.
Really likable bunch.
They play hard. They, you know, they've got attitude.
Got swagger.
Yeah.
Blade Tidwell today goes 7 innings, throws 93 pitches, gives up 6 earned runs, gave up a lot of home runs, but it didn't matter because Tennessee's baseball batting was so hot. Tennessee with, I believe, 5 home runs today. That ties an NCAA tournament record. Rucker goes deep twice. Gilbert, Russell, Beck, and Pavloni also go yard today for the Volunteers. And Tennessee is just tearing the cover off the ball today. And you could see when they went live, you could see the atmosphere. We talked about this yesterday. they were a little tight in the dugout. It was the first game of the regional. There was pressure. They were feeling it. They still won anyway, but they had to grind it out. And I speculated. I felt like maybe, since they get that first win under their belt, maybe they play a little bit looser today. And I felt like you could see that in the dugout from the get-go. That line drive that went into the dugout and almost took Chad Dallas's head off.
Yeah.
And they show him laughing in the dugout. You could just tell, man, it was a different vibe in that dugout. Those guys were loose. They're hammering the ball. Tidwell was letting it fly. And it didn't matter that Cruz guy was absolutely tearing the cover off the ball too, because he was about all they had.
Yeah, I mean, they ran out of gas. What was the kid's name that started for them? Marceau?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't have much to begin with, did he?
No. And I think, you know, I saw on social media some people were questioning Mary. I still question more yesterday's decision more than today's, but I think it was pretty obvious that we were starting to get the Marcel kid dialed in, and he was just about out of gas.
Well, the game changed in the fifth inning again, as it was 5-2 in the fourth. Trey Morgan had a leadoff single to start the fourth inning for the Tigers, and it looked like this was going to be a shootout. Tennessee ends up getting an inning-ending double play to get out of it 5-2, and then all hell broke loose, to quote Philip Fulmer. In the top of the fifth, Gilbert leadoff solo homer makes it 6-2, and then Jordan Beck absolutely tattooed one.
Yeah.
I mean, just put one into orbit.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Three-run home run, 9-2, and it was pretty much ball game at that point.
Is one of the original Beck backers. I was happy to see him break out of a – man, he's been in a little bit of a mini slump, kind of quietly.
That made it 9-2. Tennessee added two more. It was 11-2, and the Volunteers never looked back, winning eventually by a final of 15-6. And we're headed to Omaha. We're headed back to Omaha. How sweet it is. Voluntary reaction. If you want to jump on board with us, we'd love to hear from you, folks. We did this last night. It was a lot of fun. This is going to be a lot of fun again today. 865-546-8200 is your number to get on with us. 546-8200. We stay until all the calls are answered. And we start off with a man who has a great big plate of crow in front of a bear. He said it wasn't going to happen. He said we're going to lose. We ain't going to win. It's what he said earlier this week, Bear.
We ain't going to win.
We ain't going to win. Well, guess what, Philly? They won. And we're headed to Omaha, baby.
How you and Bear doing?
Phil, I'm on cloud nine. I felt this happy since I don't even know. I can't remember the last time.
Since we beat Kentucky and Nashville in the SEC tournaments, last time I've been happy.
Maybe. Yep.
This means something. That I mean, and every time they keep showing Marinari or whatever his name, he looks like a skinny former out there. You know what I mean?
This is payback. Not full on payback. I mean, it's a little bit different, but 20 years ago, LSU stole our mojo in football in the SEC championship game. It was two ships passing in the night. Tennessee on top of its game, playing for its spot in the national championship game for the second time in 3 years against an LSU team coached by somebody nobody had ever heard of, Nick Saban, a 9-3 team that somehow squeaked its way into the SEC championship game. And since then, LSU has won three national championships in football. They've been dominant. Tennessee has been completely irrelevant. We did that same thing to them in baseball today, Phil. They're going to have trouble. They can't hire anybody down there. Nobody wants to take on the mantle of that job. And we've got the next big thing. We've got college baseball Saban, and he's not going anywhere.
Well, it's about down time. We got to lock him up, build him a nice stadium, and I think he's the real deal Holyfield. I really do. He's proved it to me. And this fourth year, he's in the World Series. Probably have been last year if they went for COVID.
He said it anytime we bring it up. He makes no bones about it, or hasn't so far. Correct me if I'm wrong, Russell, but he's always contended last year's team was stronger than this year's team.
Well, this team can hit. Now, it'll go as far as their pitching, but so far their starting pitching has been pretty good. And once we got in postseason,
it's been really good, man. When was the last time we just got rocked? Where the pitcher just got chased out of the ball game and we just got lit up. It happened to Tidwell, I think, early in the season. He got lit up a couple of times, maybe.
It may have. I don't remember it off the top of my head.
Doesn't happen often.
No.
If at all.
And the other thing that Tidwell and the Cheese have done is, you know, when you get six or seven, it can – because we all know that one of the weaker points in our team has been our bullpen. Been a little shaky at times, and we don't have anybody like Cop for sure, but when those guys go as deep as they do into the game, it takes a lot of pressure off your bullpen.
Yeah, well, honestly, guys, I mean, they still got Sereno leftovers that are still helping us, and that shows you what a good coach he's done, a great coaching job. Now once he gets his players in here, I think the sky's the limit to UT baseball program.
Yeah, I mean, some of those Serrano guys are pretty big names on this team. Durke, Evan Russell, if I'm not mistaken. There's like six of them.
Well, you look what they're going to bring in next year, though. But they got these two big pitchers they're bringing in. It's all about pitching and, of course, a home run hitting. And don't they have this JUCO home run hitter they're bringing in? I mean, he knows how to do it. I mean, I'm very impressed with the guy.
He's good at getting those guys that will come to Tennessee rather than go get on into the majors. You know, where you
just... Yeah, LSU's just like Tennessee football. They're going to go, you know, down the toilet, down the hole. I love it. LSU, how about that?
Who are they, Phil? Who dat?
They're scum. That's what they are. LSU.
Classy, Phil.
I love it, don't you? We suffered for 20 damn years with this crap.
It was nice to get a little bit of get back and retire his ass. He ain't going to the World
Series.
I
did not even have to sweat it out to just pound their eyes shut like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, though. Winning last night, they took the pressure off of them. If Tennessee can win that first game in this World Series, hell, they might get to the finals. Because Vanderbilt and Arkansas are on the other side of the bracket.
Let's do it. Hey, why not? Why not win a national championship? Why not us? Why not Tony Vitello? Let's go out there and take it.
Let's win the whole damn thing.
Damn, I'm so damn happy we finally won something that means something besides fake basketball. See?
I don't see why you
had to, I mean, that was a little unnecessary even. Even I would say.
Yeah, I don't even know what you mean, what you're talking about there, Phil. That was uncalled for, uncouth, unwarranted, and spoiled. An otherwise perfect phone call, I'd have to say. 865-546-8200. Lars is up next on the voluntary reaction. Lars, we're going to Omaha, baby.
Dude, are we going to Omaha?
We're going.
Rice and Fish and Mulligan Sue, go to hell, LSU.
Oh, man.
We are app only, right?
But, yes, sir. What do you think the atmosphere is like right now outside Lindsey Nelson? If you've been to a game this year, walking out of there is always a madhouse, the frat row, the drunken frat guys spilling out onto the streets and everything. I can't imagine what the party scene is like over there right now.
I don't know. In from stadium and from the after parties and stuff like this, that surprises me that nobody's called in yet, like from Lindsey Nelson's side, or maybe they did late last night after I stopped listening. I don't know. Maybe
we finally got a few towards the end that called in and said it was a great atmosphere and a great time and everything. Hey, if you were at the game, we want to hear from you. I know a lot of people probably walk into their car, maybe just getting in their car. We'd love to hear from you as we react to it here this afternoon. But what a day for Tennessee baseball. And, man, maybe this is what we need. You know, Christopher Gabriel from Fresno talked about Tony Vitello maybe being the transformational force in the Tennessee athletics department. Everybody thinks it's Danny White, it's Josh Heupel. This guy is setting the bar right now for everybody over there, including the people who've been successful, Rick Barnes, as well as the people who haven't done anything yet, Josh Heupel. Tony Vitello is the standard by which everybody over there should measure themselves right now.
And that is exactly the point that I was going to head towards, is that let it be known and let this be testimony that winning is the best promotion there is. You can have the best PR department, you can have Barb's Chip Dip, you can have whatever it is that you want. Winning is the best promotion that is possible. Look at what we're doing because of baseball. Holy hell. And I'm not going to make this about other things, because this is about this team, and this team is special. And by God, I think we can go to Omaha and get six wins, but we'll see what happens. But it's winning is the best promotion there is. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that.
I don't even know how – is that what it takes, six wins? We have to win six times at Omaha to win it all?
Well, we'd have to win three series, right?
I mean, it doesn't – no, it you don't play by series. I don't think it works that way. It didn't the last couple of times we went. You get
to – is it not? Maybe it's not. See,
there's a I think you get to a championship series and it ends in a best of three type situation.
I think that's what it is.
I remember like Helton's year we went, we played Clemson, and then we played, I think, Cal State Fullerton twice, and you moved around and stuff like that. So, I don't know, maybe a college baseball expert can call in and educate us a little bit. But
that's right. Yeah. See, why are we watching college baseball? Because we're winning. Winning is the best promotion there is. UT Athletics, listen to that. Yeah. But I do want to share, I think in true Tennessee fan fashion, I may have lost a friend over this game today.
Oh,
so,
oh dear.
Yeah, so I was texting a buddy of mine, and at the risk of sounding sensitive, I said, that story, this is when they were talking about their coach retiring. I said, this story is such BS. Don't you know his ass got fired and they gave him the grace of retiring? Not my best moment, okay? And he says, nope, but it's the truth. No, but his ass got fired. And he said, nope, he's a legend, to which I responded, fine, we'll be happy to retire your legendary coach here shortly.
This is your legend. This is your king. This aging fat man who we beat not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, but five times. This is your king, Paul Maneri.
Who is that fat man?
Get the hell out of here.
Speaking of getting the hell out of here, I'm going to get the hell out of here. I don't know if you guys heard or not. We're going to Omaha, baby.
We're going. Thank you, Lars. Love you, buddy. Paul Maneri. Oh, man. I haven't seen Italian on Italian violence like this. Tony Vitello on Paul Maneri. I mean, like, I haven't seen something like this since Michael Corleone settled all family business in The Godfather.
Yeah, I liken it more to when, Richie Aprile punched Janice in the mouth. You got the Soprano special right between the eyes.
Wait a minute, are we Janice in this?
Yeah.
No, I don't know if I like that. I don't like Janice. Yeah, anyway.
Would you rather be? Until Furio went to the massage parlor and collected, I'm rewatching Sopranos again.
Fantastic day for Tennessee as the Volunteers roll LSU by a final. It's a final now. 15-6. We're drinking from the keg of glory this afternoon on the Voluntary Reaction. Tony Vitello has tapped it. We've passed out the red solo cups. We're doing keg stands right now. Line up 865-546-8200. Keep things rolling. McLean is up next. Hello, McLean.
Hello, friends. We are going to Omaha.
Omaha.
We are going to Omaha. I'd like to shout out my buddy Neil, who is listening.
What's up, Neil?
To the show. And I don't have a whole lot other than we finally won something that counts. Flags fly forever. And I know you were recently discussing the bracket, so I pulled up the 2019 one to try to figure out how many games we need to win to bring home the big barrel. And it looks like five total. I could be wrong, but it looks like if you go 2-0 and then you win one game to get to the championship series, you need two more after that.
So there's a winner's bracket, loser's bracket, similar to what we went through the SEC tournament. and then the final two teams play a championship series best of three.
100%. And I can't remember who said it a little earlier, but it might have been Philly. But definitely, if we can win that first game, I like where we're going. I mean, the problem is if you lose that first game, you get stuck in, you know, playing elimination games for the whole week and you run out of pitching.
Yeah, which is, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's kind of what happened to us back in 95 and 01. So hopefully we can, you know, it's going to be interesting. Heflin didn't pitch this weekend, and we were able to get through it without having to get funky with the bullpen. We used our main guys, Hundley, Sewell, and then Redmond Walsh got an inning or so there. So we used our main guys, two starters. We only used five pitchers, and Heflin hasn't pitched. So a lot of it will depend on the matchup and everything. But, you know, you could pitch Heflin game one, and then no matter what happens, you've got your dogs, Dallas and Tidwell, to rely on going forward after that. And, you know, I keep going back to the start Camden Sewell had against Florida in the SEC tournament, and I don't think you'd have any problem sending him out there to start a game either. So a lot of options for Tony Vitello, and fortunately a lot of good options.
Absolutely. We obviously want NC State to win. Do we want and we want USF to come back and beat Texas twice. Do we want Ole Miss to win, or do we want Arizona to win? What do we think?
Well, Bear, you and I were talking about this on the way out last night. I've said it's all gravy from here on out. If we have to get put out, I don't want to get put out by an SEC team.
No.
So I say Arizona. I'm not one of these pull for the league type guys.
Well, we're not going to see an SEC team because we play the winner of Dallas Baptist and Virginia.
To hell with the rest of the SEC. Go, I say go Wildcats. And I say go NC State, the Wolfpack.
Oh, I'd love to see them.
I've got the I'd much rather listen to the voluntary action, but got that game up on the big screen muted, and NC State's hanging around. So, you know, we ride with the Wolfpack tonight, but want to make sure everybody can get in. But, gentlemen, I am honestly looking at a flight for Omaha. Let's go have some fun.
There you go. Good luck, McLean. Appreciate the phone call. 865-546-8200. You want to jump in here? Matt says, here's how the College World Series works. What we have done this far basically repeats itself. Two separate four-team brackets, double elimination like a regional. Then the winners of the two brackets play in a best-of-three series. That makes sense. If you win all your games, you just need to win five. Well, let's do that.
What would that put us at? 10-0 after the SEC?
That it would. Riding a five-game streak. We won three last weekend. We won two this weekend.
Handled our business.
Man, this team just, they take it in stride, man. It's so much fun to have one of your teams that wears orange.
So it's
go out there and for you to be confident in these big game situations, be like, yeah, we're going to be okay, instead of nervously biting your nails, waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah. I think us and Vanderbilt, the only two teams that have swept both their weekends. I mean, you saw what happened to LSU today. They were out of gas.
Yeah, I don't think they're very good.
Nah.
I don't think they're that good, man.
They were in a kind of a soft region. But, yeah, I totally agree.
Once we opened up that can on them in the fifth, you could tell. I mean, the wind was out of their sails.
Yeah.
Even when Trey Morgan hits that two-run homer to make it 11-4, they hit another one to make it 11-6 in the seventh, I believe. And you know, I was driving here to the station. It's 11-6, and it's like, oh, man.
What are you guys doing? Don't make it a game now.
But they didn't exactly exude a lot of confidence meeting their home run hitter at the plate. It wasn't – you didn't feel what you feel in football, which is, oh, God, here we go again.
No, I told you last night, this is how I felt back when we were good in football. I'm like, yeah, you're going to figure out a way to win.
It was a little bit nervy. You're like, come on, guys, let's bring it on home here. Let's finish. But it wasn't that feeling of just, oh God, this crap again. Are you serious?
Here we go again.
Freaking Butch, freaking Dooley, freaking whoever. It don't matter. Skull can. And sure enough, about 10 minutes later, there's Evan Russell hitting a two-run opposite field bomb to make it 13-6, and you knew it was over then. Yeah. You knew it was over at that point. Back to the phones. ZR is next. What's up, ZR?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, buddy?
We're at the Drunk Tank. We had a good weekend at the Drunk Tank. I tell you, it's good to be winning in something. It really is. It's been a long, long time coming.
The sweet taste of victory never gets old, does it, ZR?
No, it doesn't get old. I love victory. Just like Rick Barnes, he's going to love victory this coming season, too. We're going to be going to the Final Four at least. And I don't know what's his name in football. I can't ever remember the guy's name. I don't know how we're going to do in football. But anyway, it don't matter. It don't matter because we won today. And the only reason why we won today because FAH is gone. Would you not agree with that?
I can never remember your silly acronyms. What is FAH?
Fat ass hog. Oh, God!
It's so immature. How old is that guy? I mean, he's got to be your age, Barry. Is he 50?
No, he's older than me. He's older than me. Yeah. I think he's hilarious.
Making fun of a guy's weight, oinking like a pit, squealing like a pit.
Yeah,
what's funny about that?
Incredible call while you were on vacation. Incredible. Into the afternoon show.
Well, I mean, I don't understand what's funny about that.
It's just funny to
why?
Everybody besides you. Everybody in town loves that.
Making a
guy.
Fat joke and then squealing like a pig? Why is that funny?
I don't know, but it's been funny since he started doing it like 20 years ago. It's always been funny. You were the only person in town.
Bad radio. It's just terrible. I don't like put my name on that. I don't make fat jokes. It's not my style.
You make fun of me all the time.
It's not true.
Okay. Literally, the only person in Knoxville doesn't think that guy's hilarious. His songs, I'm a little disappointed he didn't sing for us.
So what do we got? Tennessee's punched a ticket. Vandy's punched a ticket. You've got – this is game two, Notre Dame and Mississippi State right now. Notre Dame's up 2-1. And that one
– is it an elimination game?
Starkville.
And then Ole Miss plays later on, correct? All the SEC schools play today.
Ole Miss win last night?
Yeah. Yeah, they walked the dog on them. They exploded.
And Arkansas. Oh,
what's the kid's name? The Ole Miss pitcher. Novotny? Am I butchering it?
I don't know.
That big-ass kid they got. He's like 6 foot something, like 240 pounds. He's huge. He can deal.
Let's keep things rolling here. Brad in Nashville is up next. What's up, Brad?
How about them damn balls, baby? That's that's what we're doing today, is hitting 5 or 6 home runs and then just sending LSU home, and we're going to drive to Nebraska. So I was a little worried today. I thought they might have been stirring around because of the race or whatever, but whenever we knocked that two-run bomb in the first inning, I was like, hey, man, that's how it's going to be. We're going to fucking roll all day today and just waltz onto the bus and drive to wherever the hell the future takes us, man. But this is exactly what you were, where you want to be, how you want to get there, and we're going to have our gun loaded whenever we get our first game next week.
Fired up for it. Fired up for Omaha. It's been a long time coming. 16 years, 16 long years since Luke Hoshaver stood on the bump for the Volunteers, and Rod Delmonico was in the dugout the last time Tennessee went to Omaha. A lot has transpired since then. George W. was in the White House. Philip Fulmer was still on the sideline for the Volunteers, and Doug Dickey was calling the shots as Tennessee's athletics director. Oh, my gosh, simpler times.
Dude, that gap of time can drive. It's It's unreal.
It can drive. It's that's a great line, man. Unbelievable. 16 years. I didn't have any kids. I had like 50% less gray hair.
I know, right?
I know. Washerboard abs.
Well, that's not true.
Bullshit. In my hazy memory, it's possible. I don't know.
Yeah, regardless of what I had going on then, it was a damn sight better than what I do now. But it was still, it's pretty cool that we're actually playing with live ammo. And how many teams go to Omaha? Is it 8 or 16?
8.
8. So this is the Elite 8.
Yeah, this is, it's Omaha, man. It's the College World Series. This is now one of the 5 best seasons in Tennessee baseball history. And for my money, 95 was special. This is right up there. We'll see, man, if they bring home the glory.
Yeah, I think the 95 team had two guys that were obviously far and away better. Two of the best players that ever played here. But I don't know if it might be just recentism on my part, but this Tennessee team they're just a really solid team. There's no superstars, but everybody on the roster is really good.
Our lineup is doesn't pull any punches, man. Uh-uh. I mean, 1-9. What did our ninth hole hitter have, a 2 or 3 run homer today? Like it doesn't really matter. At all times, then the other team is throwing at us, we have a chance to knock it over the fence. I know it's harder to hit dingers in Omaha than it is in Lindsey Nelson, but some of that's going to travel. And I don't know. I mean, it doesn't take that many pitchers to be really good up there. You get a couple of hot pitchers like Cheese Dallas and Tidwell or whatever his name was to pitch today, and we're going to be a tough out, and that's all you can really ask when there's only 8 teams left.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no one or two guys on the roster that you're looking to and relying on to provide, you know, either all your offense or so you can have guys that, you know, don't hit the ball or are going through sort of a mini slump. Like Beck hadn't hit the ball real well recently.
At all.
And then he just came out today and lit it up. It's
a hell of a time for him to figure it out, too.
Yeah, because – Durkay today, who's been hitting the ball really well, kind of had a rougher day out today. And Gilbert, what did Gilbert end up going, like 1-for-5? I mean, one of them was the 3-run – was it a 3-run shot that he hit today? Or did he hit a solo?
I mean, there's so many of them, I can't remember.
But, I mean, he didn't have the greatest day, not like what he's been doing. But
yeah, Gilbert 1-of-5 with a solo shot, but, I mean, that was a big solo shot.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and it was when it happened. It was early in the game, wasn't it? Like, it was is that what we had to take the lead?
It led off the big inning.
Insurance run?
I mean, it led off the fifth. It was the start of the fifth inning, which was a 5-run inning for us, I believe.
Yeah, the dam breaking open.
Yeah.
Right.
He batted twice in that inning. That's crazy.
Well, that's what's up, man. I mean, we've been doing that all year, and we swept LSU for the second time this season. So, sorry about it, guys. Your coach can go off into the happy sunset. I don't think they're coming after Vitello, but at this point, we're going to keep him. I mean, not Duder coming in here can't be dumb enough to let that guy walk.
Oh,
so.
They are salty down there. I've been perusing some LSU-centric message boards, Russ.
Yeah, nothing makes me happy to see the purple and yellow people leaving with the red ass. So that's that's fine by me. But it was a hell of an afternoon. I got to go to work tomorrow, but I'm not going to mind it. So you gentlemen have a good afternoon and a good weekend. Later.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate you, buddy. Brad in Nashville drops off.
So salty.
Imagine those LSU fans spending all that money. I mean, that's a long ride to come up here. It's like 11, 12 hours to Baton Rouge. You might have to break it up and make it a 2-day trip. They're paying for hotel rooms. They're going out. I mean, by all means, patronize our fine local businesses here in East Tennessee. LSU fans, but that's a lot of money to spend on an ass kicking.
I mean, they're riled up.
Not much of a return you got on that one. So Mark Nagy just sent this video. You've got the WBIR sports guy doing a live stand-up outside Lindsey Nelson.
Right. Is that Fulkerson?
And John Fulkerson walks up and gets in on it. Here's the – let's see if we can get the audio here. Folky might be a little sauced here. John Fulkerson making an impromptu appearance, WBIR. I don't know if you could hear that or not, but pretty funny. Pretty good stuff.
He's enjoying himself today.
Man, I like the vibe around town right now, man. If we could just get this football thing to...
I don't even care. I want it. I'm enjoying this week.
We got a commitment today.
That's cool. I'm telling you,
that was kind of my reaction.
I wish that I was heading to the beach. The last time I went, it was back in 2019, and me and my nephews, we had a blast. Other than the fact that we had to watch Vanderbilt, I think they won it that year.
Yeah.
But every afternoon we got back from the beach, we just camped out in front of the TV watching the World Series. So it's going to be a lot of fun getting to watch Tennessee in it.
How about this tweet from Will Warren? Tennessee baseball scored more runs today against LSU than Tennessee football has in any of their four matchups with the Tigers since 2006. Let that sink in again.
I don't even want to think about it.
Let me repeat that.
Why?
Tennessee.
It's not football season. There's no point in dragging that out.
Tennessee.
Can we not enjoy our
scored? I think it's funny. I don't even care, man. I don't even care.
I don't even want to talk about football
apathy
right now.
Is so like it's funny, dude. It's dark comedy.
Go to hell.
We scored more runs today against LSU in freaking baseball than the football team at 10-7. 14-14. That's what we've put up against them in the four meetings with LSU since 2006. I mean, how is that even possible? It's voluntary reaction on Fan Run Radio. I'm Russell. He's Bear. We'll be back in here again tomorrow from 3 to 6. Our show, The Drive. Be sure to tune in early in the morning, 7 a.m. till 10 a.m. for Three and Out. We're live and local all day long on Fan Run from 7 a.m. till 8 p.m. 105.7 FM, 1340 AM in Knoxville, and the free Fan Run app where you're listening now. We are app only. We're going to keep things rolling right here with a phone call from Zach up next. What's up, Zach?
Warriors at W.
Zachary.
How are you and Bear doing?
Hey, man, doing very well.
Happy.
How are you?
Hey, I got to admit to you guys, I have never in my 39 years been a big baseball fan. I've never even watched a college baseball game, a full college baseball game, until Friday night was my first time watching a full college baseball game with Wright State. And I'm addicted. It's, you know, you've had Tony V on your show for 4 years now. He comes on there and does Jam or Not a Jam, and I've listened to him. He's a great marketer of the program. But if you'd have told me 4 years ago that I, Zach, would be watching baseball and hanging on to every pitch, not even understanding everything to the fullest, you know, because I am a new fan to it. But what he's done here, I understood the moment, even not being a baseball fan, with that walk-off grand slam by Gilbert to go. Because if we would have went down there, if we had got beat, it would have been, I don't think we would have got out.
What was the stat? We hadn't had a walk-off homer since, I think, 2010 or something like that. And we've had three or four this year. And I think that matters, Zach, because I think there are a lot of people like you who weren't huge college baseball fans. I mean, you listen to our show. We never talked college baseball up until this year as like other something other than, oh, we're just getting the coach on to goof around or something. We don't break down games or anything like that until this year. And I think a lot of people, by seeing those big moments, oh, Evan Russell, grand slam against Vanderbilt. Wow, what a moment. The Ferguson walk-off against Arkansas, seeing the crowd reaction. Wow, what a moment. I'd like to get to one of those games. And then the Gilbert grand slam was, I mean, I think that brought in so many people who might otherwise, if the team's, they're still good, they're just kind of scrapping like other teams were, and they're just getting in and they're scrapping. Yeah, we'd get on board. It'd be a lot of fun. But the style with which this team competes has just brought in so many more fans, and the way the head coach engages the community, I feel like it's going to be something that's going to have real staying power for years to come.
He reminds me so much of Bruce Pearl when I was over there and we were going to buzz ball in college, and there'd be literally like, we could go down to the front row to watch buzz basketball. And it was just dead. And I, you know, it reminds me of so much of Pearl when he comes in. And Vitello, you, how can you not like the guy if he's, you know, you're on your side of, now everybody else, I get why they don't really care for him. But I mean, he's a mastermind at this guy. Marketing his program, he knew where we were, our baseball program was. He knew how, you know, the sport wasn't going to be at the top five around Tennessee. And so what does he do? He goes on your guys' show. He gets out, you know, his name. And he's willing to do media, unlike other coaches that, you know, kind of thumb their nose at it. You know, I mean, how many coaches are out there playing jam or non-jam with you guys?
Oh, nobody. he's original, man. I don't even know if Pearl would do something stupid like that.
But, man, I'm enjoying it. Thanks for doing this, guys. I mean, you guys are coming down your day off to do baseball voluntary reaction. I'll wrap the call up by this. W, you said it yesterday night when I went back and listened to the podcast. We've been, since you started voluntary reaction, I've been an avid fan. No matter what, you know, when you've started it up, I've called in the show, I've engaged. But I don't think when you and Reed had this vision for voluntary reaction, it was going to be like basically a bitch fest, you know, in football where we've had this depressing. It was designed to have fun and celebrate this and sing Rocky Top and listen to drunk. You know, this is what this is about. This show tonight, you guys deserve this more than anything. So go Vols. Let's go win in Omaha. Take care. Good talking to y'all. Have a good one.
Thanks, Zach. Appreciate the kind words. Yeah, this is what we had in mind when we started this voluntary reaction thing. But if you had told me
– celebrate wins.
If you had told me that it would be in baseball instead of football, I'd have said, what the hell are you smoking? But here we are.
Yeah, but look at how long it took us. When did Delmonico leave? What was his last year?
06. Huh. 15 years. Tony Vitello says, any Vol fans that can make it, gas up the car. We need you there in Omaha. I think we're going to have a lot of people make that trip, man.
Yeah, people are wanting. I mean, it's going to be probably till basketball season before we can take another postseason trip to support Tennessee.
Here's the problem. I want to go so bad. We have.
What's the problem?
Well, first of all, we're a little bit short-staffed this summer. And second of all, we've got a live show. The College World Series starts a week from yesterday, I believe.
Yeah.
Friday or Saturday next
starts
week.
Starts Saturday at 2.
So, I mean, we could – if I'm going to go, it'd have to be like next week and do kind of a pregame thing. But I don't want to do that and then come back and miss out. If I want to go, I want to go. But anyway, we have some live shows scheduled for the week after, and we actually have a live show scheduled this week. So just all this stuff that I didn't think about because I didn't think we were going to Omaha when we scheduled this months ago, and now I'm kind of stuck in it. I want to go so bad.
I'll be gone on Thursday.
I'll figure something out. I don't mind driving, man. I love a good road trip, and I've never made that drive that far west and that far north.
I don't mind as long as it. I can't sit in a car. I got to be in a. I don't drive. I don't like driving. So I'm usually sitting in the back, hanging out with everybody, and whether it be a van, a Sprinter or a bus type situation.
It's.
I still don't understand how you guys did that Atlanta trip.
Oh, it was a blast, man. I mean, if we could get some sort of fan-run bus together, I mean, let's just bring some tents and just camp out somewhere. It's a long time.
Y'all have fun. If I'm going, I'm riding with Enzer on the jet.
It's hard to plan for something like that, too, because you don't know how long you're going to stay. Could be over quick. You could be there for like 12 days. If you win the series, I think it lasts 12 days. It's a long time, man. A lot of hotel expense, a lot of meal expense. The travel is kind of the easy part of it. I was looking at plane ticket. You get a round trip ticket for like $500.
It's staying out there for that long.
Yeah, the hotel and food is what would get you.
How long have they done it in Omaha?
Pretty much forever, I think. They got a new stadium out there.
Ameritrade?
I wanted to go to the old stadium, Rosenblatt. That crazy press box that was on, like, stilts hovering over the grandstand.
Noisewater on Twitter's coming after you.
Vitello says, I think it's hard to put into words about going to Omaha, but we'll be dancing in the streets tonight. Picturing that, remember that David Bowie, Mick Jagger dancing?
Oh, God. That was horrible. That was horrible, dude.
That's Bowie and Mick. What are you going to do?
Yeah, look up what Keith said about it.
Cops just gave up a 2-run dong. Arkansas down 2-1.
Nah. Until they get down like 10-2 or something crazy, 10-1, I don't ever put them out of anything. They're really, really good. It would be nice. It'd be nice to see them get knocked off and then somebody, either them or Vanderbilt. One of them, it would be nice to see not make the series, and unfortunately Vanderbilt's already made it, so go Wolfpack.
Nick Davis says, Rohan Davies' mother's curse is officially broken after 20 years.
That old bat.
Whoa! Do you feel like it's broken, man? I feel like we exercise. Look, I know we're still going to suck in football this year, but it feels like
a little bit with LSU.
This is,
yeah, because they were really, really hoping. They're fake Shepherd, their fake prophet T. Bob. So he congratulated everybody on Twitter today, though. I will give him that. He's a pretty decent guy.
I do have the van lined up. I do. I mean, like I said, the travel is not the issue. We've got the other expenses are an issue, and the schedule.
The biggest issue is just the lack of manpower right now.
The scheduling conflicts too. I mean,
people are taking vacations.
Like I said, I didn't think about this when we scheduled some of these live shows a while ago. Maybe I should have, but I mean, this has been on the books for a long time. And then the maybe. I'm fine with if the football program just refuses to compete. I'm fine with becoming a basketball/baseball school, and I'll just start scheduling my vacations in the fall. It's been a long time since I've been able to travel in the fall. There are a lot of things I'd like to do. I'd go out to Yellowstone in the fall, go see the Grand Canyon. I'll take the kids to Disney. It's so much colder down there. We're going to. We got a thing in Florida later next month. Somehow let my wife talk me into going down there. Yeah, let's go hang out on the surface of the sun for a couple days. That sounds like a lot of fun. We could do it in fall, man. I'll schedule it the weekend of the Alabama game. Third weekend in October. I'm going to see that mouse.
Hurricane season still?
Yeah, it's late. I mean, it'll be fine. It'll be cool. It'll be great, man.
It's hot as hell down there. I was and in the Keys.
We'll
in
just
August
say to hell with football Woo! Season. We're not even going to cover it anymore. We're just going to spend all fall talking Tennessee basketball recruiting, the fall College World Series. What do they call that? The Fall World Series or something. They have basically fall training is the baseball version of spring training. And that's what we'll do. And we'll just ignore football the way we used to ignore baseball. It's all the picture's coming into focus. The future of Fan Run Radio. I think I finally got it figured out.
I'm not giving up on him.
Westchester is next. What's up, Westchester?
How are we doing, gentlemen?
Doing fantastic, man. How are you?
Good. We have only, right?
We are.
Good, good, good. No, seriously, LSU, I mean, I'm enjoying this win. I'm not going to lie. I'm not ashamed to say that I had some tears of joy after Tennessee won this game tonight. But you know what? I have to say I have a lot of respect for the LSU baseball program and what they've done. And unfortunately, this coach deserves to go out better than that. But at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, I'm a Tennessee fan, and I have to celebrate this win. So that's where that is. But, guys, we got to get over this. We got, except for Candy, because we all hate Candy, but we got to celebrate as getting as many SEC teams to Omaha as possible. I mean, it's more money for the conference. It's just good for recruiting. It's good for everything.
Hell, I mean, with that.
No, y'all got to get over.
Who cares about the conference? You got to get over it. What does Arkansas getting to the College World Series have to do with Tennessee? How does that help us one little bit?
Revenue share. Revenue
share.
They can stick their revenues up their keisters. We don't give a damn.
How about we stop sucking at football? That'll fix all the revenue problems, all right? Whatever, you know, paltry sum we get from college baseball is not going to make a dent in the huge gaping hole that is the bottomless pit of buyout money and other financial disasters that Tennessee can't get out of. Fix football. To hell with Arkansas. Get out of here, Westchester.
We can fix football, but we don't have to suck at every other sport. We can be good in more than one.
That's not what I said.
More than one sport. That's the one thing that Tennessee fans have the biggest problem with around here. It has to be a one-sport school. The biggest bullshit. I'm so sick and tired of it.
Who says that?
We have to be basketball or football. We can't be both. We have to be baseball or
football.
A false
narrative.
We can't be both.
Ain't nobody.
No, that's what people
name
are saying.
Name one person who's saying that.
Everybody's saying that.
Name one.
We're a basketball school.
You can't do
it.
You're full of it, Westchester. Are you talking out your ass, dude? What are you doing?
We can't be a basketball and a football school at the same time.
We can be a football, basketball, baseball school. We can be a tiddlywink school. I don't care, Westchester.
That's the first time you've said that ever. And as long as you've been doing this show, Russ, it's the first time you've ever said that.
Westchester, how hammered are you right now?
I'm only on like six and two shots of whiskey.
I know we're all drinking from the keg of glory, but you are stone cold shit faced right now, my friend.
I'm telling you, you have never said
it's only 7:07. You listen to the show? You think I only want to be good in football?
You saw me. You've said we can be a basketball and a football school at the same time before. That's what you're telling me right now.
I'm telling you, you're done. Thank you, Westchester. Appreciate the phone call. But your point was so badly made, it's making me choke.
He was arguing with himself again.
And we got to move along here. I don't even know what his point was. Let's get Don from Sweetwater in here next. Voluntary reaction, baseball style on Fan Run Radio. What's up, Don?
Well, let's see, gentlemen. I just enjoyed 3 hours of pure joy. Not only to win, not only to go to Omaha, but to make those LSU fans that made that long trip up here whine and cry. And I think Maneri, is he going to apologize on the way out as well? What do you think?
I mean, he did apologize already.
Yeah.
What a beta. You apologize before the series even starts. I mean,
he knew what was coming.
What kind of message does that send to your team? I mean, you think Vitello would apologize before the series ever starts?
We gave him every opportunity to on the show last week, and he flat out said he wanted it nastier.
Yep. But before Westchester and them gets on you too hard, Russell, now I didn't hear the first little bit of the show, so I'm guessing you didn't start off the show talking about the running back commit today.
No.
Okay.
We kind of buried that one. And, hey, man, we got a running back commit from Louisiana today. I don't know if that means anything.
Probably don't hurt. Maybe the reason he said he wasn't going to go ahead and take those other trips because it just felt right because it's a baseball game last night.
Well, I tell you this, and this doesn't mean a lot for Tennessee, but LSU's kind of a dumpster fire right now.
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
they're number one in recruiting right now.
Their football program, yeah, but they're coached by a known troglodyte who's going to get fired eventually there. They've got a really disgusting rape culture problem specifically with their football program. Their basketball coach has been caught on tape talking about paying players.
Strong-ass offer.
And they can't hire a baseball coach.
And on top of that, they brought in one of the slimiest women and women's basketball's head coach. So,
yep, and fired a great Tennessee gal to do it.
Yeah, I hope they fall on their face. But anyhow, let's get back to what's important. What's important is I've watched more college baseball. I mean, I've been so addicted, I'm watching other teams. I'm scouting. Virginia and Dallas Baptist. If I have a chance, I'm going to try to catch up. Game tomorrow. See how it goes. People are saying that I've heard that Virginia had better pitching, but they might. But I tell you what, they didn't score yesterday. But I've watched some of Dallas Baptist a few times in the last couple of weeks, and them boys, when they're on now, they can jack. So we'll have to make sure our pitching has got it together.
There's always one of those teams in the college where there's a Cal State Fullerton, Cal Northridge, a Coastal Carolina. There's always one of those small schools that somehow gets in there and can absolutely mash. And it sounds like that's Dallas Baptist this year.
Yep, you're right. I believe that's who it is this year. I tell you what, we came through a tough region. I'm not sure how tough Duke was, though I'm trying to – I'm watching Notre Dame and Virginia and NC State. They've done pretty good coming out of that ACC tournament. But, Wright State's got the Hammers. They got the hitting. And Liberty's a very good program. You know, that's one school. Right now, football, baseball, basketball, women's basketball, they got a pretty hot program going over there. So, we'll have to watch those. But Tony Vitello is probably – I didn't think anybody could top Bruce when it came to just attracting everything and every fan, through his personality. But I believe Tony V's maybe better at that. What do you guys think?
Well, he's just as good. And I hope he has a better moral compass.
Yeah,
you know what I
think
I mean?
He does.
I hope he is
a single 42-year-old. So what?
Well, yeah. I asked earlier a couple of weeks ago. Is anybody kind of worried that Tony's kind of a loose cannon and young guy and everything? Is there any worry that he does have some sort of issue at some point? I don't even know what that could be. It's kind of in the back of my mind. I'll be honest about
it. No, it's not really in mine.
I hope it doesn't happen.
He seems to...
Well, unlike Lane and unlike Bruce, he ain't married, at least, when he goes to do his whatever.
Well,
he does,
I'm not so worried about that, like a personal life issue. Slipping up, saying the wrong thing, like that gets taken out of context. And
I'd be stunned if that happened.
He can't say the wrong thing. Anything he says is magic.
Or just going absolutely berserk on the field and having some sort of Woody Hayes. But that's what I could see, is him holding off and slugging some dude.
Like an umpire?
Yeah, now that I could see. I think he last couple of days he'd like to have done that to an umpire, too. But I'm not kidding. I mean, I played Little League baseball and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I had grandson that played, and I went to every game and stuff like that. But I watched some, you know, Braves games and, you know, World Series, stuff like that. But just to be flipping around trying to find different games and see who's, you know, who's winning this game, who's winning that game, I've never done that. I followed the Todd Helton team. I followed the various teams that made it to Omaha, but not to this extent where I was just looking for every game to, you know, like I said, watch us play and then watch other teams play to kind of evaluate, you know, what's out there in the future. But here's how I feel today. I want to win it really bad. I want the first. Can you imagine a national championship? NCAA national championship coming to our program, our overall athletic program, after all the crap that's went down. That would be, talking about, maybe we're getting a little makeup for all the crap that's been going on.
Maybe.
Everything that the last two or three doofuses on the football team done, or program. And the other thing is, can you imagine that new stadium or the renovated whatever they came up with?
Well, but I just look at it to kind of the whole athletics department as a whole, Don. And, you know, Danny White is he's lucky to have the job anyway. He's making $1.7 million. He's lucky. He's in a good spot. But we all know that he has a huge hole to dig out of financially and competitively with football. He's really, this is manna from heaven for him. He's so fortunate to have inherited Tony Vitello, and it sounds like they've done and are doing and will do what it takes to keep him happy and get him to stick around. And that can take a lot of, not only take a lot of the pressure off Josh Heupel and the football rebuild, but as I was saying earlier, can kind of, it sets the bar. It shows you the way. This is the way you build a winner in 2021. The stuff that we keep talking about feels like 98 and, well, the 85 team did it this way and Doug Dickey never. Man, that's ancient history now.
Yeah.
Kids today can't remember something that happened 2 years ago. You got to do it differently, and Tony Vitello gets that. And I believe there are a lot of lessons there that can translate not just for Heupel but for Rick Barnes and for Danny White and for everybody associated with UT Athletics right now.
Well, I think it's just showing what Tennessee fans can and will do if you will give them a respectable program.
Yep.
I think that's the main thing. You know, you go back and you start building your football, and I think Coach Barnes has done it in basketball. I mean, we've gone from, oh, man, we may need to get a five-star to, oh, man, we got 2 5-stars. Now, oh, man, we got 3 5-stars. And on top of that, we've got top player in the country coming in for one visit. He's making one visit if he don't go straight, you know, straight pro. And, well, that's here. Same thing in baseball. We got this kid over there in Middle Tennessee going to be a top 5 pick in the draft here this month. But him and his people are not saying they're not coming on. He's committed here, and they're not saying that he's not coming here. So whether he does or whether he don't, just the fact that he would have set and given it a thought, to me, that means a whole lot. But with that being said, I'll get off and let other people talk.
Thanks, Don. Appreciate the phone call. 865-546-8200. Tennessee defeats LSU today 15-6 at Lindsey Nelson Stadium and punches their ticket to Omaha. Tennessee returning to the College World Series for the first time since 2005. It'll start next weekend in Nebraska, and this promises to be a really fun week on Rocky Top. A really fun week on Fan Run Radio. I hope you guys will tune in again, as I said, to the morning guys starting at 7 a.m. and then throughout the day, the Blitz, Talk Sports, we're on from 3 to 6, and we even have an evening show overtime from 6 until 8, and we will all be talking a lot of college baseball. Even dumbass drunk Davey Hudson, I saw, is on the bandwagon as he was in.
Finally.
He was in Lindsey Nelson today. Shout out to Dave.
How does that happen? That guy, he hadn't rooted for Tennessee in baseball all year. He barely paid attention to it, and he somehow gets into Lindsey.
He's a bandwagon fan. It's okay. I mean,
I guess I should expect it from a Dookie. It just makes me sick, though.
He resisted for as long as he could. How about this? The PA announcer at Lindsey Nelson today after the game said, congratulations on a great career to Paul Maneri. We wish you the best in retirement.
And they booed.
The crowd booed.
The game's over. The guy did apologize.
All of a sudden, Bears got a little feeling for Paul Maneri?
Not really, but I mean, it's just a bad look for us.
Oh, it's not. Nobody cares.
And some dumbass on
Nobody
Twitter
knows.
Twitter's a cesspool, man. I just read something that just it boggled my mind. It's so awful.
Wow. Do you want to share, or is it just such negativity? You want to move on? Okay. All right.
Yeah, but, I mean, I just don't even want to. It's so horrible.
Let's get Buster, who's never horrible, on with us here. Voluntary reaction. What's up, Buster?
Wow, what a day. And I'm so proud of the team. And I'm, Dom's Sweetwater did those, everything he had to say. You have always been kind of like Dewey Warren, Russell.
Wow.
We care about our program to be balanced and an all sports trophy someday, like I used to know in the 60s and 70s. So, that's fake news from our predecessor two callers back.
Buster just compared me to the Swamp Rat Bear. I think I could go ahead and I could go ahead and retire now, man. That might be that's a career highlight right
there. I've met the Swamp Rat, Buster, and Russell Smith is no Dewey Warren. Not even on
his
best
day. Yes, he's a bit younger, and he's learning, and he's never seen us win a basketball championship in the tournaments play. But
he couldn't hum the tater the way the Swamp Rat could.
Yeah,
Russell's not parking his car in the president's driveway or in his front yard.
Man, as we grow as a station, it'd be nice if we could get the Swamp on as a caller like Trey Wallace. I mean. Get the Swamp perspective.
Did you ever Did you ever listen to Dewey's radio show, Buster?
Yes. And Dewey used to sell seafood with boys behind Corner 16 before it became Corner 16. That's my stomping grounds on my delivery route. So yeah.
Yeah,
I love Dewey.
I had to work with Dewey for a couple of years. He's a great guy.
Yeah. Okay. So I clapped. When he announced it, I did hear booing. I clapped. The players walked by me to catch her bus.
Wait, Buster, you were at the game?
I was at the game yesterday. I've been in line.
You had the standing room only? That's fantastic.
I got there this morning at 7 o'clock. I was the 15th person in line.
Fantastic.
And yesterday they had issues with people subrelating, and we had scalpers bringing their tag team. And just they had fence set up. I was so impressed with them, and they knocked out two or three scalpers out of the line because they came in late, and that was
You got there at 7 a.m. yesterday?
Today?
No, today I got 7. Yesterday I got there at 1:58 when they were supposed to start the line, and I got in trouble with law enforcement. I called 911. Someone called 911, and I had some drama yesterday, and I went to the other side of the stadium.
You're burying the lead here. You had to call 911 yesterday.
Because I talked to law enforcement on Thursday, Friday. I talked to the ticket office Thursday because I want to know what the guidelines are. Remember, I used to be a park technician for National Park Service. I'm a delivery driver for a major company. I'm a narcissist or a perfectionist, and I appreciate the rule of law, but they said you could not camp out overnight. And I took them for their word, and by the time I got there at 158 yesterday, it was backed up 100 people. And I called them. They said, we're going to have 100 standby. Well, today I found that they're going to have 300. So somebody did not give me good information yesterday because I would probably
be impatient.
Pardon?
It's an outrage, Buster.
Well, no, it's but you know what? I played a game. I was there.
You got in.
My company has allowed me to be off one day a week because I'm so senior driver. And I've been going to baseball games on Friday or Monday. And then this week now I get to go work tomorrow through Thursday. They're going to call me Friday. He says, Mr. Buster, you won't be off today? I said, yes, I won't be off because I'm going to watch batting practice. I cannot go.
Why don't you drive one of those delivery trucks and deliver me and Bear to Omaha next week?
I will donate $20 if somebody matches me.
Now, hold on now. You still have not told us, and Russ interrupted you. Why did you call 911, Buster?
Because
what was the emergency?
I had talked to Officer Richardson, and he showed up at the game. Yes, and he recognized my voice, and he said, I remember talking to you on Friday that you called about the guidelines for what we're going to do. Are we going to let people camp out overnight? And UT said, no, we don't want no camping. So I just relaxed myself. And my wife took me to the game at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning. I parked my car behind center field. Then I went home, relaxed, got some things done. And then my wife took me back to the game at 1 o'clock, 1:30. I got there at 1:58 because I'm a delivery driver. I'll get there 2 minutes before all hell breaks loose. And they were already lined up, and I got in line, but there was a gap, and I caused a major ruckus.
Oh, Lord.
And it was funny as heaven.
Leave it to a fan run listener to almost cause an incident at the UT baseball game.
Wow.
This morning I called John Reed. I texted John. I said, John, I got two tickets and three wristbands. And he almost got the tickets, which was just general admission. But my wife and her girlfriend decided to go. But I still had three wristbands. And anyway, it didn't happen, but someone got my wristbands. I only got one wristband. I was by myself. And it was awesome. I stayed there throughout the celebration. And I'll tell you, this is very special for all the fans who's been struggling for this drought of adversity of coaches and viruses. And everybody agrees with me. We all go agree on this basketball team coming up. We're going. Somebody needs to make T-shirts, and you guys need to do the drive. Needs to do it, and we'll make the money go to something. The season of redemption for the basketball team, because our center had his wisdom teeth cut out. Then he got the virus. He got the virus while he's getting his wisdom teeth. I guarantee you.
Oh,
and
Lord.
He's coming back. Circle punch.
Buster.
At your remote.
Buster.
So I'm telling you. Season of redemption for the you guys need to come up with some T-shirts for the basketball season. They're going to feed off this baseball team.
Buster, thank you. We appreciate the phone call.
I still don't really understand.
Neither
why.
Neither do I. There's only one Buster, though. And
I mean, they called 911 on him, then he called 911 back.
He got into both games, though, standing room only. Caused an incident yesterday. The police were involved.
Multiple calls to emergency. Just, I don't know, maybe it was.
And then he's speculating on how Fulkerson caught COVID.
Yeah. No, they broke the mold when they made him. Yeah, I don't either. Free thought association with Buster.
Oh, man.
Dude's a trip. He's a fan, though. He's diehard. He loves John Reed. They're buddies. Texting buddies.
865-546-8200, your number to get on the voluntary reaction. Is it Koval?
Yeah, Koval.
Koval is next. What's up, Koval?
What's up, gentlemen?
How you doing?
Good. Just a quick update.
Yes.
On the hair dryer with my brother.
Oh, God. I'd forgotten that.
Yes.
Wow. All right.
He's gone. He's about two in since we last talked a couple months ago. So yeah, he's burning through him, brother.
And Koval's brother. And we, I can't say that we've confirmed this, but I have no reason to suspect that he's lying. His brother sleeps with a hairdryer running in his bed, blowing warm air directly upon his man parts.
Well, Koval, you need to go on. You can probably find it on Amazon. I saw something online. Not sure if it's a heat thing too, but it's definitely a cooling thing. It is a gizmo that sounds and looks to be quite a bit safer than plugging in a common household hairdryer and putting it underneath your covers.
And he goes through three or four hairdryers a year?
Yeah, he's pretty much quarterly.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, but before he electrocutes electrocutes his nards, you need to just Google it. There's a special fan that they make for this now.
Most people change the air filters in their house once every 3 or 4 months. Koval's brother changes his nutsack hairdryer every 3 or 4 months.
He sent me a text today because I think I mentioned last time I talked to you guys, maybe before the second time, was he's a diehard Bama fan. Which is also
falling into place now. I mean, oh my God.
He sent me a text earlier and said, it looks like Tennessee is a baseball school. And I said, you know what I said? I said, fuck yeah, we are.
There you go. Hell yes, we are.
Yes. I said, we have followed these guys, and I said, dude, if you'd open your eyes just a little bit, you would see, because he's such a hate-ass, he's like a complete imbecile. I said, I said, you would love these guys, you would love this coach, and I said, they could care less what everybody else thinks about them. They give a rat's ass less.
And that's exactly the attitude you need to have, and we all need to have, to any toothless Alabama fan or Kentucky fan or whoever who says, like, oh, you're a baseball school now. Your football team sucks so bad. You got to follow. It's like, yeah, whatever, man. You don't get it. You can just go back to the coal mine or wherever you've got to go to, and we're going to kick ass in baseball.
Dude, I'm so pumped. I finally found the ESPN app, you know, 3 or 4 months ago and started following these guys. And, you know, I was watching them last year or so. You know, COVID, unfortunately, kind of stopped the short last year. But Tony B, man, when he set up that freaking lemonade stand outside when he was, you know, given a suspension. Or whatever. Oh, God, dude. I knew that he was the guy. And I knew the Vol faithful, the Tennessee fans, the orange blood would support that guy till the very bitter end. And look what this cat has done with these freaking damn ball stoners, man. These guys are freaking awesome.
It's unbelievable. Pretty damn awesome.
Oh, dude, I'm so pumped, man. I just, you know, my wife's trying to figure out what my fandom is, you know. I've got a 19-year-old, 15-year-old, and a 1-year-old in like 2 days. You know,
that's a pretty wide spread there, Koval.
Well, you know what? I think it might be the hairdryer.
he likes the kids. And one of these days he's going to figure out why they keep showing up. But, Koval, we appreciate you, buddy. Enjoy your evening. Sounds like you already are.
Thank you, guys, man.
Appreciate you.
I love you guys. Thank you, man. I love you too, buddy. Every day, man.
Thank you, Koval. It's all love. It's all love on the voluntary reaction.
Absolutely.
So Copps is up to 70 pitches here in the fifth. Are they just going to ride him all the way? Has he got a 100-pitch performance in him?
I don't know. It's an awful big chance to take. You got to win this game, though.
Yeah.
It's like you've told me all weekend.
You ride him until he until the horse conks out on you, man, I guess. 2-1. 2-1 NC State leading Arkansas in Vietnam.
What inning are we in?
Fifth inning, top of the fifth.
Wow. We've been on for a minute now.
Yep.
Starting to get late.
7:30. What time we get done last night, like 1:30 or something?
Yeah.
Crystal was closed.
I told you. I had to get up super early today.
I was going to hit the cookout on Cedar Bluff.
Were they close too?
Well, no, but the line was wrapped around it.
Because Crystal wasn't open.
So I went to McDonald's. Ugh. Which, oh, man.
McDonald's hit or miss now. You cannot – my biggest complaint about McDonald's right now are their fountain beverages are trash. They use that one that
automatic thing that just
where it shoots
spews
every
everything
flavor
out through
out,
one nozzle,
one spigot, and it's god awful. It always reminds me of baseball. It's like drinking a suicide.
I love their ice cream and their milkshakes. And I was just sitting there looking. Of course, this is at 1:32 a.m. right.
And I'm surprised looking at the machine was working.
Well, I'm looking at the machine. I didn't get one, but I'm looking at the machine, and it was it looks so nasty, dude.
Usually, when they're down, they're cleaning them.
It looked like what I imagine the Golden Corral washroom,
oof,
where they take all the vats and everything to rinse off. It was in rough shape, man. It was just like dried ice cream
surprised
all over the place.
Waffle House.
I didn't want to get out and sit there and wait and do all that.
It was late.
Grab it, pound it in my car, done by the time I pull in the garage.
It was late when we got off last night.
Yeah, I got home, go to bed, man. All right, last call here. As we drink from the chalice of victory, the keg of glory has been tapped tonight on the voluntary reaction. 865-546-8200. As we put out the bat signal for last calls here. 546-8200, Tennessee headed back to Omaha for the first time since 2005. Tony Vitello has reached not the top of the mountain, but we're pretty damn close right now, folks. Pretty damn close. Who'd have thought we hired this guy?
Not you, that's for sure.
Well, nobody knew who he was.
Who the hell is Tony Vitello?
That's what we need a shirt of. I want a shirt.
Oh, just like the Mick Jagger or the Keith Richards shirt?
Yes. Who the hell is Tony Vitello? We know now.
Yeah, that's not what it said, though. It was who the fuck is Mick Jagger, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah. I don't know if I could put an F-bomb on it. I mean, come on. I mean, a little classy.
I don't know, man. You've kind of been embracing and taking on the mantle of the nastiness of the
– what?
Yeah, you kind of encouraged it, I feel like.
Nasty?
Yeah, the bad behavior.
No.
The opposing.
I encourage the bad behavior.
I kind of feel like you
I'm do. Peace, love, and happiness and understanding in the midst of a chaotic storm of vitriol and venom. It's about the love, man.
I was calling you today earlier for something, then it hit me. I was like, game's going on. There's no way he's going to answer this.
Yeah, you called me during the game. I was like, dude.
What am I thinking?
Stop. Ned Beatty has passed away, award-winning actor, 83 years old. Who?
Clyde Torkel, Stroker ace.
He was in Deliverance, famously, Squeal Like a Piggy. He was the epic speech in Network, one of my favorite movies. You ever seen Network?
Not in a long-ass time.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, Mr. Beal.
He's a funny dude. He's in Superman.
He was also Lotso in Toy Story 3.
That's right. He was
one of the all-time great villains in recent film history.
Lotso?
Yeah. Yeah.
One of my little nieces loved Lotso.
He was not a nice person.
She had a Lotso bear. It smelled like...
Yeah, they made those bears that smell like strawberry, maybe? Yeah. I saw those.
She had that thing. It was hilarious. She loved Lotso. She always rooted for him. I don't know. I'm her favorite uncle, so that should tell you something. Me and Lotso, the bad bear from the Toy Story movie.
Yeah. All right, man. It's fantastic, folks. It's been great being with you here tonight on Fan Run. 2 days in a row, we've gotten to do this. And I guess we're all in now, man. We'll be back next week.
Yeah, seven deep and getting right.
Bear, give me a closing thought or two as we put the finishing touches on the second ever baseball edition of the Voluntary Reaction. And get ready to hit the road to Omaha.
Congrats to Coach Vitello, his staff, and the fellas on the baseball team. I feel like this is – they accomplished what I was hoping they would accomplish. It's like you said earlier in the show, from here on out, it's gravy. Part of me agrees with that. Part of me really wants to make it into the finals, especially with – I don't think that they're – we're one of like what seed are we right now, Russ? Overall,
three.
There's no re with. I'm assuming Vanderbilt the two seed.
Think so.
If you've got Arkansas and Vanderbilt one and two, there's no reason why we shouldn't be in the finals against one of them. So, got a lot of.
If this holds up and NC State wins, I guess that moves us up to we would be the two seed. I mean, that would theoretically set up. Can you imagine
Tennessee and Vanderbilt?
Vanderbilt final series, the College World Series. How awesome would that be? That'd be good for the state, man. I mean, it'd be good for the league, good for the state, all that stuff. Good for Tennessee, and
as long as we win, I hate fucking losing to Vanderbilt in anything, man.
You got a good team, man. To be the man, you got to beat the man. They're the two-time defending national champion.
But I want more. I guess to sum it all up, Russ, I want more. I want more baseball. I want to see us in the finals. I want five more wins. That's what I want.
I can't stand these gold Notre Dame batting helmets. They are walking this dog on Mississippi State.
Can't stand Notre Dame.
Looks like that game, that series could go to a deciding game three tomorrow. Mississippi State leads.
We
got to
have some for tomorrow. I don't root for any SEC team outside of Tennessee. Hope they all lose. Give a shit about revenue sharing. Go to hell, Westchester.
Oh,
sorry. Kind of made me mad though. Revenue sharing. That's ridiculous.
Like Westchester gives a damn about how we split up the pie down there.
So he admitted to six. You know he was like eight deep.
He admitted six beers and two shots of whiskey. You might have missed that part. The man was hammered.
Shit-faced.
Just wrapping up, I mean, and congrats to the team and to Tony Vitello, his staff and everything. But also congrats to you, the fans who have gotten on board, no matter when you hopped on the bandwagon. And if you've been there since before the season, if you've been there all along, then God bless you and congrats. But for those of us that might have hopped on after the first LSU series, to those of you who are just hopping on now, congratulations, because you've been a part of this story. This is more than just a baseball team and a team that got hot. This is a team that's ridden this tremendous wave of fan support. And from the beginning of the season, when you could only get about 2,000 fans in that ballpark, to now where it's literally bursting at the seams to the point where they have to have room for overflow crowds in the street next to the stadium, to the point where they're going to have a massive renovation, hopefully in time for next season, to expand the capacity. Congratulations to you. Because you're part of this story, and it's been a tremendous story, and it's not going to be like this again. I think we were talking with Rusty Enzer on Friday. You only get a run like this once, and I'm not saying that we're not going to be any good. We're going to be great, but the expectations are going to change. The atmosphere is going to change. The players are going to change. This has been a special year, a special team, and the fan support has been
a big part of the story. We wouldn't be here today without it. And I think Tony Vitello would tell you that. I know he would. So congratulations to everybody. Drink safely, my friends, from the Keg of Glory. Don't go too hard because hopefully we will be tapping the keg once again next week. Tennessee bends LSU over a barrel and shows them the 50 states. 15-6 your final. And the Vols are headed to Omaha. We'll be back with you bright and early tomorrow, 7 a.m., 3 and out. Bear and I will be on the drive from 3 to 6 in the afternoon. Tune into the Blitz. Tune into the Talk Sports. Tune into Overtime. Fan Run. What a week it is going to be. Oh. Get a good night's sleep, folks. It's going to be a wild week right here on Fan Run Radio. For Bear, I'm Russell. Have a great evening. We'll do it again next week right here on Voluntary Reaction.